What makes something truly scientific? This question haunted Karl Popper as he watched how theories like Marxism and Freudian psychoanalysis seemed capable of everything, and therefore, paradoxically, explained nothing. In The Logic of Scientific Discovery, Popper delivers a revolutionary answer that overturned centuries of scientific thinking. Genuine scientific theories aren't those we can prove true, but those we could potentially prove false. This insight transforms our understanding of knowledge itself. When Einstein's theory of relativity precisely predicted light bending around the sun during an eclipse, it wasn't just making a clever prediction, it was risking everything. If observations had contradicted Einstein's calculations, his entire theory would have collapsed. This willingness to be proven wrong is what made Einstein's work genuinely scientific, while theories that can accommodate any possible observation remain in the realm of pseudoscience. Science advances not by verifying theories, but by eliminating false ones through critical testing, a process that requires intellectual courage to propose bold ideas while maintaining the discipline to subject them to rigorous scrutiny. Have you ever considered that what you see is already shaped by what you believe? Popper challenges the view that science begins with neutral observations. All observations are theory-laden, filtered through conceptual frameworks that determine what we consider relevant and how we interpret what we see. When astronomers observe galaxies, their observations are shaped by theories about light, telescopes, and celestial mechanics. This insight transforms scientific methodology. If observations depend on theories, how can we use them without circular reasoning? Popper's solution? We use observations not to build theories from scratch, but to test theories formulated through creative conjecture. Scientists design experiments to challenge theories at their most vulnerable points, like Eddington's 1919 solar eclipse expedition testing Einstein's predictions. This approach resolves Fry's trilemma of infinite regress, dogmatism, or subjectivity, preserving scientific objectivity without requiring a theory-free foundation. Scientific theories are sophisticated systems making claims about all space and time, functioning like nets cast to catch reality. A proper scientific explanation combines universal laws with specific initial conditions to deduce outcomes through logical reasoning. Popper rejects instrumentalism, insisting theories make genuine claims about reality. When quantum mechanics describes electron behavior, it's making real assertions about actual particles. The testing process is deliberate. Theoreticians pose questions, experimenters answer while excluding errors. When contradictions arise, like the 2011 faster-than-light neutrinos announcement, scientists investigate the experimental setup before abandoning established theories. This approach's power lies in its systematic nature. Theories aren't rejected based on isolated anomalies, but on reproducible effects contradicting core predictions. This enables science to advance through continuous refinement, like the progression from Newton's mechanics to Einstein's relativity, where each new theory explains everything its predecessor did while accounting for observations that falsified the earlier theory. Popper distinguishes between objective frequency interpretations, relative frequencies of events, and subjective interpretations, degrees of belief in probability, illuminating how scientific theories employ probability concepts. In physics, probability statements interpret observable regularities as macro laws emerging from hypothetical micro events, explaining phenomena by showing they occur with high probability, like gas pressure from molecular collisions. These probability statements occupy a unique logical position, neither strictly falsifiable nor verifiable like deterministic statements. Popper reinterprets Heisenberg's uncertainty principle as statistical relationships between ranges of scatter in particle aggregates, not fundamental limits on knowledge about individual particles. This challenges the view that nature is inherently probabilistic. Whether the world follows strict laws remains a metaphysical question beyond empirical evidence. These insights clarify the logical structure of statistical inference across disciplines, preventing conceptual errors when individual cases are confused with statistical aggregates, such as headlines mistaking correlation for causation or drawing broad conclusions from limited samples. If theories can never be verified, how do we evaluate them? Popper introduces corroboration to describe how well a theory has withstood testing. Unlike verification, corroboration remains provisional and relative to tests performed. Consider planetary motion theories, circles versus ellipses. The circle hypothesis was falsified by observations, while the ellipse hypothesis survived. It's corroborated not because it's proven true, but because it withstood severe testing. Counterintuitively, corroboration isn't the same as probability. Their relationship is inverse. The more a theory forbids, the lower its logical probability, but the higher its potential corroboration. A theory stating it will either rain or not rain tomorrow has high probability but low corroborability. Bold theories with high content can achieve high corroboration if they survive testing. This challenges probability logic, which attempts to assign probabilities to hypotheses based on evidence. We can't justify theories as probable, we can only test them severely and note which survive. Scientific progress often occurs through bold conjectures rather than cautious generalizations, with precise testable predictions offering stronger corroboration opportunities than mere summaries of existing observations. Science advances through conjecture and refutation, not by accumulating facts. When theories are falsified, they're replaced by new conjectures that explain both previous successes and anomalies. This creates a progression from lower to higher universality, as well-corroborated theories can only be superseded by more universal, better testable ones. The progression from Kepler to Newton to Einstein illustrates this pattern. Each new theory explained everything its predecessor did while accounting for observations that falsified the earlier theory. This emerges from proposing theories at various levels of universality and testing them deductively. Science never attains absolute truth, yet the pursuit of knowledge drives it forward. Scientific objectivity requires every statement remain tentative, subject to revision based on new evidence or better theories. This perpetual openness to revision is science's greatest strength. The growth of scientific knowledge resembles biological evolution. Variation through bold conjecture, followed by selection through severe testing. Just as nature eliminates unfit variants, scientific criticism weeds out false theories. Surviving theories aren't proven true, but have demonstrated resilience against rigorous attempts at refutation. Science rests on untestable metaphysical assumptions, nature's regularities, simplicity guiding truth, and pervasive causality. Popper distinguishes between fruitful metaphysical ideas that guide research and sterile ones that lead nowhere. This transforms scientific inquiry from a quest for absolute truth into an endless journey of discovery. Popper's philosophy represents a Copernican revolution in understanding knowledge. Traditional epistemology sought to justify beliefs through secure foundations, but Popper shows we cannot justify theories as true, we can only test them critically and eliminate failures. The strength of this approach lies in recognizing human fallibility. We learn from mistakes when open to criticism. The scientific attitude, willingness to subject ideas to severe testing and abandon failed ones, represents our best hope for progress. In our post-truth era, Popper's vision offers a powerful alternative. Science isn't about proving ourselves right, but about rigorously testing ideas and embracing the possibility of being wrong. This intellectual humility, combined with bold creativity, forms the heart of scientific thinking. The quest for knowledge is an endless journey where we follow evidence wherever it leads, even if it means abandoning cherished beliefs.